This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. We know that you believe in educational broadcasting, which is why you've probably been watching Shark Week, right? Oh, come on now. Discovery Channel's annual ritual has become a rating smash with titles like Air Jaws, Fin of Fury, and Shark of Darkness, Wrath of Submarine. But scientists complain that when it comes to the facts, well, Shark Week is dead in the water. So how much do we really learn about sharks from Shark Week, and how much is hype? Here to help us test our knowledge, or lack thereof, is Christy Wilcox. She is a freelance writer, author of Science Sushi for Discover Blogs, and she is finishing up her PhD in biology at the University of Hawaii, where she joins us now. Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us. How much of this controversy is legit? I mean, are we really learning stuff from Shark Week, or not so much?
Well, I think certain Shark Week shows, there's a lot of informational content in them. Alien Sharks is the first one that comes to mind. But others, not so much.
Alien Sharks.
Yes.
What are we getting out of a show like Alien Sharks?
So Alien Sharks, although the title might sound a little bit extraterrestrial, is actually all about some of the really cool other kinds of sharks, you know, the ones that aren't great whites, that exist in our oceans. So it includes things like goblin sharks and cookie cutter sharks, lantern sharks, all of these sharks that most people have probably never heard of.
So how do we know what to watch and what not to watch? How do we filter fact from fiction?
Unfortunately, Discovery makes that pretty hard for the average American, but people like me and places like Upwell have put out schedule guides that tell you which ones are based on fear and which ones are based on science.
We'll have some links at our own website, texasstandard.org, but in the meantime, what do you say we test out our shark knowledge? I'll be the victim, as it were, in this case. If the listener wants to play along, is that okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so hit us with question number one.
All right. Fact or fiction? Some sharks will drown if they stop moving.
I'm going to say yes to that.
That's right. It's true.
Ding, ding, great.
Whites are known for this. Also, hammerheads.
All right. So far, it's one correct, and I'm ready for the next one.
Fact or fiction? Sharks will eat anything.
That, I'm going to say, is fiction.
True. Some sharks actually have very, very specific diets and will only eat a very small number of different things. One thing we know for sure, humans are not on any shark's diet.
Wait a minute. Humans are not on any shark's diet at all, not even great whites or the ones that are demonized in the movies.
When great whites or other sharks bite humans, usually it's for one of two reasons. Either they've mistaken us for something else, or they're testing us out. And for the most part, they don't continue with that feeding attempt. They don't eat us. They take a bite and they go kind of like, yuck, this is gross. This is a person. This isn't a seal. And then they swim off.
All right, fair enough. Let's do number three. You got a third one for us?
Well, how about in July, there was a viral video circling of a bull shark stealing a fish off of a line in Lake Ontario. The Natural Resource Minister even urged citizens to be on the lookout. Was that real?
I'm going to say true.
False.
Ah!
So the viral video was actually created by Discovery. And it was meant to stir up conversation and controversy around sharks. And it worked a little too well, and the people in Canada were not terribly happy about it. It is true that bull sharks can go into fresh water and have been sighted in fresh water. Mm-hmm. However, there is no evidence to our knowledge to date of any sharks living in Lake Ontario.
So are we going to forgive the Discovery Channel now for what they've done? Because, of course, they you know, dramatize the scenes, and they do say at the bottom of the screen that this is a dramatization or this is fiction, don't they?
I think that Shark Week has the amazing potential to do a lot of good for sharks and shark conservation, but I think Discovery needs to stop airing fictional stuff and instead focus more on the science and the facts and the wonderful science that is the sharks that are in our ocean.
Christy Wilcox is a freelance writer, author of Science Sushi for Discover Blogs. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.